Hey, what's up, everybody? Juan Martinez, aka Dr. Love, and you've just joined us on This Is Real. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of You Got It, Yo, Real TV Raps, Yo. And show with real people, real problems, real solutions, and real raps, man. Raps that change your life. So, because you guys love this stuff, we keep giving you what you want. And so we would love for you guys to send them some topics, some songs and all that. So that way, you know, you could be watching something. I know what it feels like.
Yeah, you know, what are you going through, man? And you can speak life into them.
Yeah, and so I got Ernesto with me.
What it do?
Come on. So we're going to be talking about real quick about changing the inside. Change, like pretty much if you change the inside, you change everything. It was a conversation him and I were having, and we were talking about like, a lot of times, let's say it's at a job and you see something in someone, or they, let's say a person is inconsistent. You have a friend that's inconsistent at work. Then that person is probably inconsistent. You know, you're like trying to get them to change something that the person is. So we were like, the person really has to change on the inside first so that everything on the outside, it affects the behavior.
I think even identifying the fact that there needs to be a change to take place, because sometimes we don't even identify that.
Yeah.
I mean, in my life, I think that's kind of what's taking place. Like, it wasn't until I received the revelation from God, like, bro, you need to change that.
Yeah.
That I didn't even know I need to change.
Yeah, well, that's the importance of having good friends that are that are close enough to and a person to receive, right?
Facts.
And not be like, man, get out of here, right?
I don't need to change that.
Well, I remember, like, pretty much most of my life, I would either move cities. Like if I would always think like, well, if I move, then pretty much all that life stays behind.
Fresh start.
But wherever you go, there you are.
Facts.
I change relationships because I'm like, well, but you, the crazy part is you wind up in all those things. Like I see it now, what I used to do in people in church life. People will change like churches. They'll change all this stuff.
Ministries, everything.
Yes, but the inside of you is still jacked up, so you're going to repeat the cycle. Yeah. There's a scripture, Proverbs 4:23. It says, guard your heart for everything you do. That second part is, I know we talk a lot about guarding the heart, which is important, obviously.
Yeah.
But that second part where it says, for everything you do flows from it. So if you change the heart, you change the flow.
Amen.
If you change the way you think about certain things, everything on the outside starts changing, right? I always, in my new book, that's crazy, no, that's got, I kind of talk about it. I talk about the fact that you increase capacity inside. Like you take territory inside, and then that's what causes you to take territory outside.
Yeah.
But you can't, you know, it's kind of like maturing. You mature on the inside, and then pretty much you start doing things that maturity brings.
Yeah, facts. You start to see different.
All day long.
I think this morning in the proverb, that's what we're talking about, is to lean not on your own understanding.
Oh, yeah, that's what you guys talked about.
It says, don't think for a moment that you know it all, for wisdom comes from when you adore him with undivided devotion and avoid everything that's wrong. It says, then you will find the healing refreshment your body and spirit long for. That's fire. Like you don't even come to wisdom by like trying to figure things out. You come to wisdom by adoring God. Making him your utmost priority, you know. So when you need wisdom, you run to him, you run to his feet, you run to his presence, you run to his character, you run to fulfillment in Christ, and he gives you wisdom because he got everything you need for life and your spirit anyways.
Yeah, before that, you have to have the, that's why it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. So if you don't think, you know, you always hear me say like if you had a perfect friend, you will go to them because in your mind, you're thinking, oh, they're perfect. So they're always going to give me the right answer.
Yeah.
But there ain't nobody perfect but Jesus. So in order for you to actually want to go, like you could say with your mouth, oh, he's perfect. But your belief that he's perfect is what's actually going to have you go to him, right? Because if you don't think he has wisdom, you just, most people think of God like, get me out of this trouble.
Yeah.
Right?
So he's not Lord, he's Savior.
Just keep saving me.
You know, even if the thought of like, hey, you say he's perfect, but you're still unwilling to run to him.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it says a lot about ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, all day long.
What you think is more important? You know what I'm saying?
Who you go to first?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, and so I think like we got to add in the word repentance because you know, this isn't about pretty much behavior modification or three easy steps. It's about a repentance, right? It's about turning from sin and to God, right? And so at that point, you know, that's really where your heart begins to transform. When you look at Romans 12, when you look at all these verses like Psalms 51:10, he says, create in me a clean heart, O God. So he's talking deep surgery. He's not talking surface level, right? But a lot of times we want our house clean, but we don't want, I used to talk, I don't remember what sermon it was, but when we talked about the junk drawer or that messy spot and how we don't want God, even though he already knows, we want him to clean us like surface level. Yeah. We don't want him to go in that place.
That you can fix this, but not this.
All day long. Yeah, man. And I think a lot of times we don't want to give him that messy side. And that one little change, man, changes everything.
Why do you think we don't want to give him the messy side?
Well, for multiple reasons. Sometimes we're blinded.
Yeah.
You need that good person to go, hey, you know you do this.
Yeah, it's good.
And you got to be receptive to them, right? And then I think sometimes, somehow, again, you know, there's a scripture in James that says pretty much to act like as if he's real.
Mm.
And so the reason I believe all scripture is there because we need to be totally dependent upon Jesus.
Amen.
And so it's there because we suck at whatever it's saying. You get what I'm saying?
So
imagine if you lived, like if I was going to throw this coffee right on you right now and it's boiling hot, right? And I go like that, you're going to, because you believe that this coffee is hot, right? Oh. And you're like, oh, bro, yeah, no, you believe it. So you're going to move according to that belief.
Yeah, amen.
Right?
That's
so
good.
When you think about when it says, hey, pretty much, I forgot but it's in the book of James. It says, act as if he's real. That means that we live like he's not.
Yeah.
Right? So if you would move thinking this is real, just imagine if you truly believed. So if I truly believe he's real, I'm going to go to his word.
Yeah.
I'm going to obey. I'm going to have the fear of the Lord. But if I'm going to follow because he's that to me.
Yeah.
But if not, then that's usually when, which really at that point, you got to even act if you're saved.
Because at that point, I feel like your fear has become more real, right?
Fear of the Lord. Yeah, your reverence.
Yeah,
all day long. Yeah. All day long. So when you say, like, I think a lot of times we act as if he's not real.
Yeah.
Like if he doesn't exist. Because even the demons believe.
Yeah.
They just don't follow. They don't obey. They don't submit.
Yeah.
But when you know, like, that he's real and he's this loving father that cares for you and knew you before you were in your mother's womb, and you understand, you know, like I told you the other day, me and Ruthie's been on this journey. I think we're on day 15.
Yeah.
So 15 days straight of getting up and doing marriage stuff. And where the goal was 365 days. Now, we're not letting nothing, okay, whether we are going to do certain things, and Gerardo's over there like, I'm like, what is he doing over there?
Like,
he forgets. I'm like, squirrel. I'm like, what are you doing over there?
We forgot
all the show. He's over there like, we're like slowly looking at him. Oh, my God. So, yeah, and distractions. Distractions will always pull you from what God wants to do in your life. So, man, listen, when the inside shifts, your marriage shifts, your ministry shifts, your whole life shifts.
Amen.
The, you know, something that when I was, you know, going back, see, I went back to the whole, we've been doing this for 306, we want to do it for 365 days because we know that doing that, now we prioritize each other pretty well, but we're believing that we're going to make an impact on marriages around the world. Okay, so to believe that and not start doing certain things that are going to cause us to have an incredible marriage would be that I'm just,
be crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of like foolish. It's like, oh, so you, all day long. So we sound like the streets. Like, yeah, I got a bag, you know.
Yeah.
Same concept.
Facts.
So for me, knowing that I want, we've never arrived. I'm like, look, we're going to do this, and we're going to always prioritize it in the morning. That's what we want to do. Yeah. Why? We don't want to miss a day. There was one day where we almost missed, and I put it in my backpack, and I chased her down and found her, and then we literally did it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no, we're going to make sure that this is a priority. Because you do that for a year, and it'll be automatic.
Facts.
It'll be automatic.
That's kind of what I was telling you that the last time about things that we put into regular habits regularly.
All day long.
Because what we do regularly is what we resort to.
You know
what
I'm saying?
If we don't do it regularly, we'll resort to whatever we're used to. Especially in time. So now that becomes something that you just do regularly. Every day I'm getting up to speak with my wife.
Oh, all day long. Yeah. We're praying every morning. Facts. We do a question every morning. So pretty much we talk about it. So I believe after 365 days, we're gonna be in agreement in a lot of things that we answered the question. I know how she answers it. Yeah. She's knowing how I answer it. So, and we're doing it out of a devotional.
Facts. So you even created a habit. So now
all day
you
long.
Don't even need a devotional. It's just like, hey,
all
babe.
Day long. But the good questions provoke, you know, they kind of poke you to answer.
Amen.
And they've been really, really, really good questions, like about identity and about partnership, about prioritizing, all these things. My point is, I'm doing that on the inside of us, and then I just know something's going to happen on the outside. If I was just trying to, like, date without doing those things, it might better it for the moment, but it's not going to create a heart transformation. And heart transformation has to happen. Because if not, you might try to stop in your own strength, and you'll stop for a little bit. But then let's say you never change your belief about relationships. Okay? So when you have a certain belief about relationships, the reason you keep getting into the same relationships and experiencing the same thing is because you have a certain belief. Right. So how you picked was according to that belief. How you behave is according to that belief. Finances, you have a belief.
Yeah.
Everybody has a belief because you've been
understanding of it,
coming out of the world. So you have this value system of the world, how you see things. This is why sometimes when we come to church, we think, oh, we came to church and we're good. It's like, no, you come to church, you get in community, you read your Bible, you pray, all those things that are going to cause
transformed.
Heart transformation. Yeah. You meditate on the word day and night, and you'll be successful in all you do. So you can't be successful in all you do. At some point, that heart transformation, if you're truly transforming your heart, you're just not all over the place busy so you can feel like you have a relationship with God. You're spending that quality time. Bro, it changes every area of your life.
Yeah.
Your leadership way, the way you treat your wife, parenting, everything. So to try to just tweak some things on the outside, you know, and not change anything on the inside, it's never going to bring full transformation.
He says that you could only be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which means you have to have a new way of perceiving, a new way of thinking. So if your thinking's not changing, you're not being transformed. It's external. You're just stuck.
It's external. Yeah. And then we're blaming everybody and complaining all the time, right?
So what do you call it? Behavior modification.
Behavior modification. Yeah. So stop praying for everybody else to change.
Come on.
Let God change you first, right? So in my home, I'm thinking of me changing. And then hopefully it goes everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Let him wreck your pride.
Amen.
Your pain, those fake smiles, because you can only fake that for so long.
Yeah.
Right? You can only fake that for so long. At some point, you know, it's funny. We seen a family and they were all like upset. Like I seen this at a concert. They were all upset. They were like arguing next to us, you know? And then they were like, the young kids were like, hey, picture. And they went from arguing to, right, and they took the picture, and then they all were upset again. And I was like, "That's how fast you could fake." And so to the planet, right? They're like, "Oh, look how much fun!"
Yeah.
I was there though. They were like beefing, man.
It.
Father, mother, they were all like, da, 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 da. Then the one kid goes, "Smile." They'll go, "Like, wow."
Oh my God.
So wouldn't you rather your smile be from something that you have to smile about, genuine from your heart, right? So. When your inside shifts, your marriage shifts, your ministry, your whole life shifts. If you want to see a new world, let God make you new.
Come on.
And of course, sometimes, just to put a bow on it, sometimes you're going to, when you think of scriptures like, you leave the past behind and all things become new and everything else kind of stays in the past, that's because you're making this decision with a new mindset. Like, let's say it's going to be a little foreign and maybe a little uncomfortable. So you accept this new thing and you start walking this out. As you're stepping forward towards the prize and the goal, all things are left behind and all things become new.
Man.
So it's not just, oh, I'm going to forget about my past and stuff. No. When you make something new, new experiences always deal with deeply rooted issues. So every time you do something new, old things are behind. So let's say you knew finances this way, because, you know, me and you've been talking about that a lot. So you knew it this way. It doesn't make you a bad person.
No.
Maybe frustrated, angry, probably some arguments, you know, at home, all that. But the minute you start accepting this new, that feels different, because it can't be the same. Think about it.
Yeah, facts.
If it's the same, then nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
So it has to frustrate you a little bit in the new way, but it's going to be a different frustration. This is a frustration of being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This is a frustration of, like, arguing because you have this mindset that you keep arguing about the same thing.
Yeah.
When this one starts changing, old things are left behind. All things become new. So now all of a sudden, boom, you have new experiences. You have new thing. Now you have to guard your heart, right? Yeah. Because you want to keep living off of this. And the goal is to continually mature.
Yeah,
just like you mature when you're a kid. It's the same thing spiritually. You're born again, and then you mature, mature. At some point, it can't be a coincidence that people that are matured in certain areas and talk have all been in the same place.
Yeah.
Right? So you might talk now because your marriage matured.
Yeah.
But at one point, it was like, right?
Yeah.
So when you look, all things pass away, you're talking to people who are still back here.
Yeah.
Right? And then they're like, man, sometimes kids, they think the parents don't know what they're talking about. You know, whatever. It's the same thing. It's all the same thing, man. So change the inside.
Change the inside.
You want to give a shout out to some people before they jump into these videos?
To everybody who writes us, man. Spokane, Washington, New Mexico, Florida State, Gatesville. Amarillo, man. Tennessee Colony, Grants, New Mexico. Seminole, Florida. Did I say that right?
Seminole,
Florida.
Yeah.
Charleston, Missouri.
Yeah.
Livingston, Texas. Buckeye, Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah. Orlando, Florida. Blountstown, Florida. Yeah. Quincy, Florida. French Camp, California. Everybody, man, that's writing us, continue to write us, man. We love y'all.
I think I got a letter too from Breckenridge, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is wild, right? But man, keep writing. Tell us the topics
you want us
to talk about. You know, we could speak into those things. As a lot of times, there's topics that we've already spoken about, but we'll speak about them again in a different way. Or we are super excited for all who partner with us. Let me tell you something. We raised, how much was it? It was like 10 grand or something? It was like 10 grand. We needed 40. So just to let you know, I mean, because there's been a couple people that, there's a letter that comes from San Antonio sometimes that has finances, which is kind of wild, but with no person. So thank you, whoever you are.
Yeah.
You know, boom, it's just trippy. We're like, what? Look at this. So it's been cool. You know, thank you, because you don't put a name or no address or nothing.
Fine.
It just comes in. And so thank you. I know you've been watching. It really helps us. Like I said, we're trying to raise about 30 grand still. Obviously, we don't have a FundMe. We didn't do any of that because we already did it and we raised 10. But we're a little offset because of that. And so just, if you could pray for us, that'd be dope. Prayer's always the best thing.
Amen.
And if you got 20, 30 grand, you know, write the check.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm serious, like, write the check and it'll catch us up. Like,
yeah.
And it'll help us continue doing what we're doing without the stress, you know, cause that's the thing. I think it caused a little bit of like stress, but we're good. We're excited. We're joyful. We're going to keep doing what we're doing.
Amen.
Even if G's already allowed us to live with him on the weekends, we're all going to move here to the offices and we're just going to live like that. And we're not going to, listen, some of y'all are going to call us a cult, but the truth is we couldn't raise the money. So we're all living together.
We're improvising.
Listen, man, we love y'all. Thank you to all the real ones who continually pray for us, continually send us letters of encouragement and let us know that what we're doing is important. The parents that have been sending us letters, and they've been kind of sending me messages on the side how their kids are growing in the Lord because of us. And so
the ones that come, there's a lot of parents, family members, they come.
Come to get wrapped.
Yeah, facts.
We're like, come to get wrapped. Come to get wrapped. This turns into a commercial every Sunday. All right, man. We love y'all. Peace. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much to all the real ones for joining us every single week. You can be a part of the crew by following us on all our social media outlets. Also, you can write us at P.O. Box 671-626, Houston, Texas 77267. And don't forget, stay real.